Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
A lot of parents... And everybody else, really, is kind of top of mind, Brian.
Yeah, it's getting back in the classroom, and there's been a lot of conversation of whether if teachers can get vaccinated, right. If that is the thing that will bring it over the top and bring the kids back in full time. We'll see. Also, the Biden administration, we'll get to this, reportedly said yesterday that they want federally required standardized tests to be administered, even if the results aren't used, which it's garnered a lot of controversy because a lot of people feel like they shouldn't be testing right now.
Because they haven't been in school.
Right. I mean, obviously. And so that's just another thing to think about. We want to welcome in Jeff Leake, president of the Connecticut Education Association. Jeff, good morning.
Hey, Jeff. How you doing?
Fine. And I hope you are as well. Good morning to you both.
All right.
We got the pleasantries out of the way. Let's get to business.
We're both present.
Listen, we appreciate you coming on. So the decision in Connecticut to sort of prioritize teachers starting March 1st, I'll just give you sort of an open question. What do you think of that decision?
We are obviously very happy with this decision. We have been working with a number of folks to try to say, can we put a system in place that makes this efficient, that gives our educators, and I want to emphasize, it's not just teachers, it's
right.
those who work with our kids in
right.
schools, whether it's the bus driver, the custodian, yeah. the paraeducator, the teacher. We are so happy that the entire school community is in this movement to get the vaccine and feel safer and be able to work with the kids. One of the huge problems over the past couple of months has been the fact that we have had to been quarantining people, and that means a disruption of the school, a disruption of the classroom, kids having to stay home, et cetera. We feel that this is going to be a major step forward in calming everything down and making sure that we can continue on our pathway right. to getting back to in-school participation of our students.
Jeff, do you know how many of your members have already been vaccinated? Do you have any idea at all? I'm not sure that you would, but if you do.
A very small number. There's a couple places where at the end of the day, they had vaccines. So a middle school group of teachers walked across the street to wherever they were doing the vaccines and got vaccinated.
Well,
in some
good.
Cases, superintendents accidentally put folks into the VAMP system and so forth. So, it's not
at least
even,
some,
it's
but
probably
yeah.
like 5 or 6%, you know?
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
So starting March 1st, they can get vaccinated. The twofold question really is, when do you think the teaching population will be fully vaccinated? And is that enough to advocate for full-time in-person learning?
Well, I would only emphasize again here, many of our districts, not all, but many, have already been in full-time in some way or another.
Right.
For example, there's a whole bunch of, especially in elementary school, where kids are in. Those that want to come in are able to come in.
Right.
Not everybody's in because parents have felt some concerns about safety. But so we just think that this is going to be able to ramp up that effort, make sure we get as many kids in school as possible, because as everybody knows, in school instruction works best. What has been a disaster in many ways is this combination of I've got 6 or 7 kids in front of me in the classroom, I've got 20 kids on the screen, I can't interact with them the way I normally would. Teachers are feeling like they're just not getting it done, not because they're not trying, but because the situation is so terrible, really.
Well, just to be clear, though, Jeff, I mean, there's very few schools that are full-time in-person right now. I mean, we had trouble finding – we found Ellington. It's mostly hybrid right now anyway. So I'll sort of put a pin in that and then just ask you, when do you think – if March 1st is when you start and you need 2 shots – when do you think that it would be a viable expectation for these districts to give it a try? April, mid-April, late April?
Right. Well, obviously, we all know that we're most secure after that second shot. So, yes. So as we get into April and people begin to get their second shots, the end of March, first part of April, we're hoping that parents have the confidence that things are calm and cool and everything's a little bit safer in school. That's going to be good. We had a meeting with our local presidents last night, and I encouraged them to begin a conversation with their superintendents to say, not only how can we get the vaccine done, but also how can we move forward in the best way possible for our kids? And we are going to try to make sure we work that as best as possible.
Jeff, I kind of want to go back to where Brian was just a few minutes ago. I don't know that it's true in this state, but elsewhere. Chicago is one case in point where, in fact, the teachers say, yeah, well, we want to go back. We want to be safe and all that. But they're still throwing other demands out there. You're not going to do that, are you?
No. I want to emphasize, too, that that doesn't mean that we can forget about all the other safety measures that should be in place. And we still got to work on those. Distancing is a problem. It's going to be a problem moving forward. Obviously, our teachers will be very safe regarding that. But the bottom line is we don't want kids mixing up with each other and so forth and getting on top of each other, because they could still spread this disease. So, this has to be a step-by-step, measured process. We are ready to work with other school personnel to say, let's get this done, let's move forward. And certainly we hope that a majority of our kids are back in their classrooms as we begin a new school year. Certainly.
First of all, Jeff, I really appreciate you coming on, even if we ask some, not difficult questions, but some probing questions. This is Jeff Leek, president of the Connecticut Education Association. I have 2 questions, and I can save the second one for later. I really want to ask you, I feel like there's been this sort of tension between people. Well, they want to embrace teachers and support teachers, but some families are upset at the unions because they feel like they're the impediment to getting their kids back in the classroom. How do you approach this? Because I think that we need to put our teachers on a pedestal, because we now realize how important they are, if you didn't already. Yep. And so, but how do you balance that? There is some antipathy toward the unions through this pandemic that we maybe hadn't seen in the past.
Teachers are our unions. Paraeducators are in their unions. We are responding to the concerns of our members, and that's what's out there. It isn't Jeff Leek sitting in his office in Hartford, Connecticut, has decided this is what we must do or this is where we're going to go. I am constantly listening to the concerns and the thoughts of our members and trying to say, how can we do this? So in answer to your question, I know there's a story about the big bad unions, and look, I've been a union person for 50 years now, so I get it, and we'll deal with that. But the bottom line is, our unions are our members, are our teachers. So I don't get saying it's the union.
Okay.
Do I agree with every other union leader in the United States? No, I do not. The bottom line is, I know what we're trying to do here in Connecticut, and we are going to get this done.
Just real quick, I saw a story that, America was sort of losing teachers before the pandemic, and obviously a lot of teachers have been lost, in the pandemic. Teachers are just really, it's it's not worth it for them. And I've always felt, because I started my career as a teacher, and my dad used to always tell me that eventually the pay would go up because the need would be so bad to have really good teachers. Like, are you concerned about attrition in the ranks of your constituents?
Absolutely. And certainly this past year has done nothing to say to our high schoolers and our colleges, hey, become a teacher. It's been a little difficult. And of course, the other problem with that is, teachers are still, you're right, they're still not paid at a level of their expertise and their knowledge and what they do for our kids and so forth until many, many years into their career. I mean, it takes some of our teachers, over 20 years to get to the top of their salary schedule, which is kind of another ridiculous situation. But we don't want to get into that now.
No, let's not. But we can do that later. I'm sure we will.
We are concerned. We know some people decided they just couldn't take it anymore. Some people were not given accommodations by their district, so they had to leave. The pipeline is not a big pipeline right now, and we are concerned about that. And we are especially concerned about encouraging persons of color to come into teaching because our population of students
is changing.
The population of 30 or 40 years ago.
All right. Hey, Jeff, thanks for being on. I know we'll talk again for sure. All right.
Absolutely. I miss talking to you guys in the morning. So we'll talk.
Well, you will. No, this is good. This is good.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.